Blog Talk Radio.
Trust.
God bless everyone. Hallelujah. 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 We bless God. Hallelujah for being on the air one more time. Hallelujah. Being on the radio on today. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We give God the praise. We give God the honor. Hallelujah on today. And we welcome you to True Life Outreach Ministries, the radio broadcast. Hallelujah, that we've started, amen. Hallelujah, we've been gone for some time because of the sponsorship of the broadcast through donations. They have not been there, so we have had to leave for such time because we really, to do what we need to do, we really need a two-hour show in order to do what we come to do for the body of Christ. But God has been dealing with me on coming back on the air and really talking to the radio audience and just having these 30-minute segments and times to sit with you all to pray, to worship, to do whatever He has ordained us to do. And just throughout the weekday, we're going to sit with you and sit with you in the Word of God, amen, in prayer, in whatever else the Lord has ordained for this broadcast, because I believe that we could birth a nation through just 30 minutes, and I believe that many of you, if you're getting a taste of this in 30 minutes, that you will begin to sow into the ministry, and I believe that you will begin to allow us through your donation to have more time once you get a feel and once you see how good the program actually is. You'll believe that it is worth investing in. So on today, I come and greet you with Jesus' joy as we begin our 30-minute session. Also, I want to let you know that I am not the founder of this ministry. Our visionary and our founder is none other than Minister Bonnie Howell of Orlando, Florida, but I am one of the co-hosts here on TLO Ministries, and I have talked with Minister Howell, and we have agreed to I've cleared it with her that we're going to do these 30-minute sessions, so we're all free to do this, and we thank God for her in her absence. Amen. And we are calling these afternoons, we're calling these times on the weekdays, we're calling these times afternoon encounters with Jesus, because that's exactly who we've come to encounter, Jesus Christ. And so welcome to the broadcast, welcome to everything that God is going to begin to do during this segment. Now, we have less than 17 minutes, but we're going to do what we can with what we have. Father God, I thank you for each and every broadcast member, Father God. I thank you for all of our viewers. I thank you for all of our listeners, Father God, that are going to come in the archives, that are going to come live. Father God, I thank you for what this broadcast will develop into, Father God. Right now, it's on a 30-minute time slot, Father, but I thank you that is going to develop into more as the people begin to hear and the people begin to see what a blessing this broadcast is and what a blessing this ministry is to them and how much needed it is, Father God. I believe that the people are going to be able to sow from the north, south, east, and west, and they're going to cause this broadcast to go further than me or Minister Bonnie Howell could ever imagine or even dream that this broadcast would go, Father. I see the harvest even now. I call it forth even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And when we return, Father God, to our full-time slot, Father, we are going to give the gospel like never before. And we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 On today, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit about true parenting and leadership. And I'm going to address some things that even now, as I look at it, I have scheduled something else for next for tomorrow to talk about on the show. But I think that what I am going to begin to deal with because of the time constraint and because of the time that we have on the show, I think that what I'm going to talk about really actually may take all week. So if we don't finish today, I will schedule another episode for tomorrow for us to deal with part two of this. But we're going to start into this discussion of true parenting and leadership. I have been seeing in the news so much about things happening to children, parents doing things to children, parents not understanding why their children will not obey them, why if it's not the parent going haywire, it's the child going haywire on the parent. And I want to actually clear up some things and to talk to you about parenting. Now, I myself have no children, but I'm surrounded by children with my nieces, my nephews, and friends who have children. And I'm learning from them what to do and what not to do. And it's kind of bittersweet for me to touch on this topic on the broadcast today because many people say, well, you know, if you don't have children or if you don't have any experience in it, how can you tell me what to do with my children? Or because you're not in my shoes, how can you tell me what to do? Well, let me tell you this. People may not know your situation and people may not have your experience, but when we are Christians and we believe in the Holy Spirit, we believe in the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, I am one to believe that even though I personally may not have your experience or have ever walked in your shoes, I believe that people that have not been there still can tell you about your life. Why? Because the Holy Spirit has the experience that the individual does not have. I believe that. So while I cannot tell you on a personal level about parenting or leadership when it comes to children, I believe that through the Holy Ghost, through what He has given me, I could speak expressly what He is saying on today. And so that is what I do on today. I turn to the scripture. First of all, I want to deal with children. Children, obey your parents, as Ephesians chapter 6 says. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a purpose, so that it may go well with you and that you may enjoy life on the earth. And it says, fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. Now, many parents want to do this to beat a disobedient child into submission, even after they're grown. Well, let me tell you something. When your child is grown, they no longer have to do what you say. They no longer have to do what you say. Well, the Bible tells us to honor them children. When your child is under the age of 18, they're not an adult, they don't fully understand, yes, they have to obey you because you're supposed to teach them the ropes of life in this journey we call life. They have to obey you because you're teaching them how to survive in this world. You're giving them the tools that they need to one day eventually stand on their own. But when they get grown, the word honor does not mean that they have to obey you, or that word obey does not mean that they have to obey you even into adulthood. When I become an adult, my honor for my parents does not mean do what they say. The honor means that they carry weight in my life. When I'm making a decision and I go to my parents and I say, I want to marry this girl, or I want to do this in my life. They can give me advice to say don't do it. They can give me advice to say to do it. But I don't have to obey them. When I get grown, it means that I have to consider what they say. It does not mean I have to do it, but I should consider. Because to honor my parents means that what they speak into my life, how they think about my life, what they their suggestions about my life carries weight, which is why many men and women bring their significant other to meet their parents when they're really thinking about getting serious or marrying that person. They bring them to meet their parents. Why? Because I want mama to look you over. I want mama to meet you. I want mama to have a relationship with you so that she could tell me the vibe that she gets from you, so that she can help me and be a part of my decision making. And as she's a part of my decision making, whether she says get married or not, or she tells me some things or give me some advice about you, I need you to clearly understand why I may not listen to her when it comes to getting married. Why I may not always listen to her on every decision in my life that would make me a mama's boy. I need you to understand that what she says is going to carry weight. What she says is going to carry weight. And so it is very important that you don't get all carried out of her too much. She's not the one that makes the decision. No, she may not be the one that makes the decision or carries the power of the decision, but you need to understand that because she's my mother, what she says to me about my life will carry weight. That is how I honor her. That is how I bring honor to her. Now, when I'm a child, I am to obey everything she says. I am to follow her. I am to listen to her leadership. Why? Because she's teaching me the rope. But understand this also, parents. Check this out. Understand this. Check this out. The Bible says in Proverbs 22 and 6, it says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. It says to train him up. This, parents, means to lead by example. It does not mean that because you are the parent, you get to be this big, bad authoritarian that gives your child rules and regulations to obey, and they have to obey it to the letter or suffer consequences. And there's just no responsibility on your part. No, when we put parenting and following leadership into perspective, it means to lead by example. It means that if I'm going to ask my child to tidy up their room, I need to make sure my room is tidy. If I'm going to ask my child to do good in school and I'm going to get on my child about their academics and the way they act up and the way they submit and support authority, I must be in that same submission. But if my child sees me out of submission to the authority that God has placed in my life, and they see me not going to school and not doing good academically, what am I to expect from them? And see, this is why I believe in a lot of households we have a lot of problems with this. Because, yes, you're getting on your child about how they behave in school. You're getting on your child about not listening to you and not doing what you tell them to do and not being a good child. But you're not a good child. You're not a good person in society. They're doing what they see you do, not what they hear you say. And so you find fault with this because they're not listening to you. You get mad because they won't submit to your authority, but do they see you to submit to anybody else's authority? Do they see you listen to the people that are in your life that God has placed over you? Or do they see you show disrespect to your parents? Do they see you show disrespect to the authority that God has placed in your life? Then if they see you showing disrespect to the authority that God has placed in your life, don't ask why they won't submit to your authority and why they disrespect your place and why they disrespect you, because they're going to do what they see their parents do. They're going to do it, what they see their parents do. And the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go. Now, if you're not willing to abide by a rule or lead out on a rule in your household, why is it that you expect your child to lead out? Why is it that you expect your child to do what you say? One of the things I can tell my nephews or my nieces when I see them acting out unseemly or doing things wrong or not listening or whatever, when I see them doing that, I can say, you know, you don't treat your brother like that. You don't treat your sister like that. You don't do this or you don't do that because you've never seen uncle do that. Do you see me do your dad like that? Do you see me talk to your mom like that? Do you see me talk to so-and-so like that? Well, no, uncle. Well, you don't live like that. You don't live like that. So I have something to show them that I'm not only giving you instruction and I'm not only telling you what to do and trying to make sure you live right, but I am living under the same instruction and authority when it comes to the authority that is placed in my life. I'm living under that same umbrella. And so that is why I expect you to do it. That is why I expect you to live that way. And so we must, as parents, have this. We must, as parents, and you must, as parents, have that rapport. You must have that testimony. But if you don't have that testimony to where they don't see you doing it, then you can't tell them to listen to you. You can't wonder why they don't listen to you. You can't wonder why things are going wrong. They're doing what they see, not what they hear. Amen. They're doing what they see, not what they hear. True parenting and leadership starts from leading from the front and leading by an example. We're going to pick this up again on tomorrow for our next 30-minute session. I've enjoyed sharing this with you. We're going to share more as the days approach. Tomorrow, I want to get into this more in depth to talk about even your adult children, because the point is, parents, that they must see us live. They must see us live the life. And if they don't see us doing it, why do we cannot expect them to do it? They're going to do what they see. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Thank you for joining me for 30 minutes of TLO Ministries with Afternoon Encounters with Jesus. We're talking about true parenting and leadership. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. See you on tomorrow. Hallelujah.
intentional, never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
'Cause she's intentional. And it's never failing. All things are working for my good.
He's intentional.
Intentional, yeah, never fade.